Yo, 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 it's your boy! It's your boy! It's, you know, this time was less fun than before, saying that, it's your boy. So maybe this will get shorter, and maybe one day I'll just be like, hello, it's your boy. So, today, I'd like to talk about something that's been coming up lately, which is, it's gonna seem reasonable, but it's not. I certainly don't think it is. Which is, I've been getting lots of people have been contacting me saying, hey, Katsumoto, thanks for all the guidance. I'm not doing Japanese right now. I got other stuff to do. I'm going to put it on the back burner. And let me tell you why I think that's a bad idea. So, I'm back. So what I'd like to talk to you about is this thing that's been I've been hearing a lot lately, which is, oh, Katsumoto, you know, thanks for contacting me. Thanks for emailing me. Thank you for loving me and taking care of me. But I'm putting Japanese on the back burner to focus on something else. Now, I respect that. I respect, you know, prioritization. Arguably, better you, like, not be, better you not be playing this Japanese game at all than to be, like, doing it but complaining the whole time. There's something to be said for that. Having said that, I still think that's a bad idea, and which is, I'll explain why in a second. I think the only reason to not be hustling with a language, playing with a language at any given time is because of another language. You know what I'm saying? So what I mean is, let's assume you're an English speaker. Let's assume English is your L1 or is very strong, which is a fair assumption to make. I think if you can follow my speech, which is with all its jumps. So that's a fair assumption. So English is your L1. And let's say you're already doing, I don't know, some language, French something, right? Mandarin, I don't know, whatever. So let's say you're doing that, and then you want to add Japanese on top of that, it'd be like, maybe not. Maybe cool your jets a bit. But if you're doing everything in one language already, like adding another, I'm not saying you can give it the same energy as anyone can, but okay, see, here's the weird thing about time. So you know about Parkinson's law, you know, work expands to Parkinson's law, work expands to fill the time available for its completion. So what I mean is, ironically, for example, people who do have too much time, people who are at home for whatever reason, maybe there's a thing where the government ordered everyone to be at home. I'm not naming names, but maybe that's a thing that has happened. Or, you know, maybe there are many reasons that people end up at home. And it's the whole Thanksgiving breaks phenomenon where you think you're gonna have all this time to get all this done, and it's just not gonna happen, because that's not how the cookie crumbles type thing. Like, real things are done in real time under real constraints. Let me repeat that: real things are done in real time under real constraints. So this magical world where you'll have no constraints, nothing holding you back, and you'll be able to do everything you want. You're probably not gonna live that in that type. You're not going to have that world. You're not going to experience it. So give up on that now. And here's the thing. Probably not. But even if you were to, which, again, so I'm going to, you know, contradict myself slightly. But it's unlikely you'll get that situation where you have no constraints. But even if you were in a situation where you had no apparent constraints, you still have constraints like days are 24 hours long and you sleep for 8 of them and, you know, maintain your body for at least, you know, maybe 2 of them minimum, right? Let's say you just, like, washing your body, cleaning your teeth, that type of thing, and just body maintenance, right? Personal grooming and maintenance. It adds up to, you know, a couple hours, whatever, and then meal preparation, which you're probably going to want to be preparing your meals, because meals that other people prepared for you are usually not good, stuff like that, and you're going to want to be involved in your meal preparation, right? Eating food. No matter how wealthy you are, eating food that other people have, that just complete random strangers have made for you, is often a good way to eat unhealthy food. But what are we talking about? The point is, so let's say constraints, right? So let's say you have all these constraints, and then you have no constraints, you won't be productive. And why is that? There are many reasons, but one of them is, first of all, there's no situation where there are no constraints. So the point is, you haven't learned. If you're complaining that, oh, I have these constraints, which mean I can't, play the language game, play the game of acquiring, getting used to, getting exposed to a language. So you can't play the language game because you have all these constraints. All you've demonstrated is your inability to work with constraints, and that ability is not going to magically be improved by removing constraints, because ironically, there's no situation in life where you have no constraints. So the kind of people, if you can't play the Japanese language game with everything going on now in your life, then once that stuff gets taken away, I can almost guarantee you still won't be able to play it. Case in point, you know, worldwide, for a reason that I won't mention, people have found themselves at home, many people for the first time, and they're not getting stuff done like they imagined they would be. They're being the productive people they thought they would be. There are people I know personally, I'm receiving these reports and I'm not surprised by them. You know, people who are in university and were doing, playing the language game, were doing AJAT, and now they're chilling and they're getting less done than they were when they had like classes and everything in their way. And yeah, that's how it is. So learning to work under constraints is always required of you. Learning to work in an imperfect world is always required of you. That's why I recommend you read some of those books. Maybe I'll link to some written by people who have been in really bad situations, like have been lost in the Amazon or lost on up a mountain, and or people who have chosen to go into bad situations, like people who have joined special forces organizations, like the Navy SEALs. Those kind of people, they're constantly dealing with unfair, kind of unjust, imperfect situations, and they need to develop kind of the psychological and kind of also technical, in terms of just like techniques, psychological and technical capacity to deal with those, unfair, unjust, imperfect situations. And so life is just, this is going to sound terrible, but I mean it like in a positive way. Life is just one, a long stream of injustice, like one thing after another. And that's true for everyone. It doesn't matter who you are. You could be Jeff Bezos, women are going crazy around you. People are trying to steal your money. There's this communist in Seattle trying to get you shut down. Literal communists in Seattle trying to get you shut down. All kinds of stuff is going on. People on the internet saying you're evil. Just libel everywhere. Like it's a gong show. It's unfair. You're just trying to run a business and people are in your way. Oh, and then a guy who chose to work, you never even met this guy. He chose to work for the company you started out. You gave him a job essentially, right? And then he got sick and then somehow it's your fault. It's not fun. And that's true of everyone. And maybe you're another guy and you get, killed by a civil servant for no reason. Okay, that's kind of extreme. Kind of takes you out of the game being killed. The point is though, life is always going to be imperfect. There's never going to be a time where you have, here are these perfect conditions, and they'll be like, and on the screen of life, there'll be a title card that says, now is the time for you to learn Japanese and do all that other stuff you want to do, and learn yoga too, and just check off everything on that bucket list. I don't know how you're running your life, but you know what I mean? Life isn't smooth like that. It's not smooth. It's not neat. It's messy. It's complicated, but you are finding simplicity in it. You're finding your way through it. So that's what the only reason I would see as valid for not playing a language game is if you're already playing with another language on top of your L1, right? So if you're already let's say your L1's English and you're already doing, French and Mandarin, I would not add Japanese on top of that, necessarily, or maybe even at all. I would think twice, three times, four times, there's other things I would do. You might want to separate that by, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. That makes sense. But scheduling the languages, right? That makes perfect sense. That makes sense. Not only does it make sense, it is sensible, I think. But if you're just feeling overwhelmed, I'd be like, well, why don't you find, you have no free time. You have no free time. You don't have even three seconds. You don't even have 3 seconds to your name. You got nothing. You got Bupkis. You don't have 5 minutes here and there. You literally don't have 5 minutes to do an SRS rep, to look at a kanji book. You don't have nothing. You don't even have 5 minutes to look at a chapter of a book about kanji. You don't even have that? Like, really? Really, bro? Really, bro? Really, bro? Like, has it got to that level? Are you that busy? Because if you are, that's a problem. And, I'm being facetious, obviously. No one's that busy. No one's so busy that they don't have time to do something, to move it forward a bit. And you'll thank yourself. Because what's going to happen? Okay, let's say you put off doing this language game thing now, playing this language game. I'm not saying you have to, but I'm saying don't make time an excuse. Just say you don't want to do it, or say you'd rather not do it, or something. But don't say you can't. Because the only excuse, again, for not playing with the language is because you're already playing with other languages. So it's like, okay, so what are you going to do? Okay, like, let's say you put this off, and what's going to happen? You're going to be like, oh, if only I were younger, that's going to be an excuse. Yeah, you could have done it, but oh, you wish you'd been younger, but now, you don't know. You don't have the confidence. Your brain isn't working now. Some BS excuse. Your brain isn't the same now. Like, yeah, the brain is hard, and it's like, if only. Like, look, language is a tree of slow growth. It is. Like, AJAT, all these tools, I've compiled and even collated and created tools, ideas, techniques to make it easier, to make it more fun. But it's still going to take time. It's going to take real time, right? And so for you, take time. It's still going to take time. So, okay, let's say, think back to like 9/11. So 9/11 happens, and then suddenly the U.S. government is like, oh, we need people who can speak Arabic, Dari, and Pashtun, like now. And it's like, okay, no. You've got at least minimum, even on a good day, assuming the U.S. government and its various agencies were good at teaching people languages, which they're not. They're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. I've seen the Foreign Service Institute, if that's what it's even called, language materials. They're awful. They're absolutely, you won't learn jack from them. Anyway, but let's say they did that. They'd have a minimum 2-year lead time to get the people they wanted. So it's not just one of these things you can just pull it out, whip it out. I remember when I was doing, implementing hardcore, what would come to be called the AJAT method, I was like, I had people tell me, why are you doing this? Like, young people and much older people too, like, why are you doing this? Like, hey, focus on your undergrad degree. Like, you can do Japanese once you're at work. And I look at these people like, are you freaking crazy? Like, even that, like, I'm not a street smart person. I'm not a smart person, period. But I'm definitely not a street smart person either. And even I could see through that kind of, like, just transparent BS. It's like, what, you're not lying to me? Is this a lie you tell yourself? Is what I thought about this field. I didn't tell them because I'm, avoiding confrontation. But, what do you mean you're going to, I've never met a single person where, like, yeah, sure, like, university life, college life is really, there's all kinds of time pressures. But, like, I've never met someone, at work in real life who's like, oh, yeah, I'm glad I'm not in college. This is so much easier. They don't say that. It's just new complaints. New complaints. Not quite same script, different cast. But, yeah, kind of same script, different cast. The same script, there's complaints, but different reasons for those complaints. Like, no one's like, oh, yeah. People always talk about, oh, how free they were in university, even though university isn't that free. Nowhere in your life is just, like, free. Red pill right there. Nowhere in your life is free. Even if you're working from home, you've got constraints. Even if you're working from home, everything's cool. You play with your cats and your dogs, and, you make out with a pillow in the shape of Julia Roberts every day. Whatever works for you. Or even Julia Roberts herself is who you make out with. Those armpits. Anyway, and even if that's happening, there are constraints in life. That's how the game be, comma, bro. And so I could see that. I was like, well, no, there's always an excuse. Like, I could see there's always an excuse. Like, what? They're going to be like, oh, I'm too tired. I'm too tired from work. Like, I don't know. Like, so don't, the only excuse for you, well, there are two reasons. Excuse is a strong word, but it's a good word, but it's a strong one. The only excuse is you're already playing with another language, you're already playing with them, so your dance card is full, and that's your language card is full, your language dance card is full, or you just don't want to. But don't be like, you don't have time. You have time, you don't want to. That's different. So those are the two reasons. Again, language dance card full, or literally just not wanting to. Like, be honest too. Like, there's not, I don't know why it is with language you have to pretend to want to be into it, right? Like, oh, yeah, languages, yeah, I'm totally gonna get into it. Like, no, just don't. You don't want to. There's nothing wrong with liking English, or whatever your language is. What's wrong with liking English? It's fine. You can do English stuff. It'd be great, right? So there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know why we have to, like, pretend to want to do everything. I mean, it is true that we often want to do more than we can do. But there's also things we want to do, we don't really want to do, we just say we want to do them because it sounds good. Like, it doesn't sound like no one is going to praise you for being like, yeah, I'm not interested in other countries, and I'm not interested in that country. I don't want to learn about its culture. I don't want to really acquire something. Or I'm not that interested. It's okay. It's just kind of there. It's there, but, I'm not going to put too much effort to it. I'll probably say that. But, like, saying you don't have time, that's different. I don't know. I guess that is that what people are saying in a roundabout way? I'm not sure. But I don't think that's what they're saying. They're actually honestly convincing themselves they don't have time. Now, again, if you actually don't want to do it, like, hey, it's, you know, you're free and you should exercise that freedom, definitely. But if you do want to, but you're giving yourself this story, trying to give me this story about, oh, I don't have time. Bro, come on. So, again, it's, and you think you need, like, these just oodles, these, so a lot of you, I say you, we, all of us think we need just these, you know, vast expanses, these freaking, you know, kind of like Wyoming opened, gigantic open spaces of time to do, open spaces of time. Doesn't have a wonderful poetic ring to it. But yeah, so we think we need that kind of time to get stuff done. It's simply not the case. One, because that kind of time almost never arrives. But even when it does, you don't have the powers of concentration to do that anyway. Nobody can concentrate for, like, let's say you get like, oh, 4 hours. Boom, there you go. What are you going to do? Nothing, bro. I mean, not nothing, but you're not going to do that much because hardly anyone can concentrate for 4 hours straight on anything. So even if, hey, boom, here's 4 hours, four open hours, boom. What are you going to do? What are you going to, like, life is lived in small snippets. Life is lived, you know, in 2 or 3 5-minute sprints, maybe even 10, but, you know, certainly my life, and this is, it's always been this way. Life is just a series of very short sprints. It's that kind of thing. And there's no, so let's say with this language game, you don't need to have like a gigantic marathon of time. You can, first of all, the emotion part is passive, right? Generally. So you can play audio in your target language. Let's assume it's Japanese for the sake of argument. You can play audio in Japanese, like, whenever, right? And there's so much good technology now. There are all these earbuds that hardly anyone can see. They're wireless. They're cheap. You can get them skin color, you know? You can get, like, a pair. You can get, and the sound is good. You're not spending, you know, $300. It's like $50 or less, $40, $30 maybe for these nice pairs of earphones or headphones. You're using them. You know, you can go for $300 headphones if you're nuts, and or an audio lover, you know, or an audiophile. I know they have these, like, they have these crazy, like, completely custom molded. You go, like, to an ENT and get a mold for these, like, $1,600 earphones. They're supposed to be amazing, but I've never used them, and I don't want to use them because good sound is one of those things where, like, once you've tasted the rainbow, so to speak, like, it's like bread. Once you've had really good bread, you can't go back. Don't go back to Wonder Bread. Like, Wonder Bread, maybe you like it when you're a kid, you don't know any better, but as soon as you've had good bread, you're like, oh, no, none of that. Same with cheese, right? So this is not about bread, cheese, or headphones. But the point is, so there are all these tools available. Emotion's passive. So that part's taken care of. And then active learning, when you the SRS stuff and the stuff related to that, that's going to be in small snippets anyway. You don't need like a gigantic ocean of time, you simply don't have the attention span to use anyway. You don't need these gigantic oceans of time. You just need snippets. And you grab those snippets together and they add up to something. They really do. You know, they say if you take care of the pennies, the pounds take care of themselves. I don't know whether or not that's true necessarily with actual pennies and pounds. I've heard arguments both ways. When it comes to time, that is how it works. It's just these little scraps of time. They just add up. They add up. They really do. And they're all you need. That is all I've got to say about that. For today, I'm sorry that took so long and was so rambling, but, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles. Thank you for your time. Take care. Bye for now.